Hello? Oh my goodness. Oh man, Beatrice.
We should play Beatrice. Oh!
I've been given a direct order to rock the fuck out. Rock out like the streets are empty except for you, your bicycle, and your headphones. Rock out like your lips just place into a breakdancing muse with legs that go all the way up. Rock out like vultures clearing houses ringing your front door. Rock out like you'll never have to open up a textbook again. Rock out like you get paid to disturb the peace. Rock out like music is all that you got. Rock out like your life depended on it, fool, because it does. Rock out like you're the international skee-ball champion in the entire universe. Rock out like you just escaped being a orphanage to join a Russian circus. Rock out like you're unstable in the sound of your dancing as the wolves come out. Rock out like it's raining outside and you got a girl running through. Rock out like you threw your window open on your honeymoon because the whole world that will love this. Rock out like Jimmy has returned, carrying brand new guitar strings. Rock out like the Mangos aren't. Rock out like the record player won't skip. Rock out like this was the last weekend. Like these were the last words. Like you'll ever want to forget how.
Good evening, Hampshire College!
Good evening, you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious. The first yurt radio show of the entire year.
Woohoo! Aren't you guys excited?
Oh, my God. We are your hosts. My name is Walker Staples.
It's not really Walker Staples. It's Stalker Waples. But you can call him Walker Staples. And I'm Whitney Schuster.
And we are dedicated in this radio show to burping at you, to bringing you music, which regardless of genre, feeling, love, color, ethnicity.
Everything that is delicious, we play.
In, sex position as the show that was just before us was talking
yeah,
about.
Apparently Sex with Augusta is a pretty good show, or was.
We got into the yurt, and we turned the yurt master up, and it was all about, it was somebody reading this really horrible smut, so.
Yeah, the first sentence was something about in my mouth, and the next one was something about a throbbing member.
Anyway, there was throbbing. Yeah. So, we will play songs based on nothing except for that. They are delicious.
So delicious. Especially this introduction. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, dance, Gavin, dance!
Thank you.
thank you. Welcome back.
Yeah.
I was, and I told them I invented Times New Roman by Dance Gavin Dance. Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
that was my shit, man.
No, you're lying.
It was all mine. No, no. I didn't come up with Ariel, though. That was some brilliant shit.
Mm.
All right. Got something for you by a band called Enter Shikari.
Oh, yeah, you do.
This is the intro to one of my favorite albums of all time, Common Dreads. And this is Common Dreads in Solidarity. You're listening to Yurt Radio.
And harrowing future is developing for our generation and the generations to come. But as I walk the chartered streets of this familiar oblivion, I recognize nothing but unyielding unconsciousness, in which we have almost comfortably drowned. It is madness. This normality is madness.
This is madness.
We are clinging to manufactured, crippling constraints. We must no longer commute between brand-laden homes and quickly accepted aimless roams from our factories of slavery to walls of elusive bravery. We must unite.
We must unite.
We must unite.
Мы müssen uns vereinigen.
Мы должны объединиться.
Hakko, ekona chaye.
Мы должны
unite.
We must unite.
We must.
We must unite.
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 We must unite. We must unite. We must unite.
Here tonight, a clock a thousand heads. Here to unite through common dreads.
Sing as one in solidarity.
And still we will be here, standing like fucking statues at Center Shikari.
So, welcome back.
We have a guest here. Hello.
Whitney, have you and Phoenix ever met?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We're in class together.
Oh, that's right.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming by.
So, well, we have a friend, Phoenix.
For the benefit of our friend Phoenix here, once again, I'll explain the trope of this radio show. You are listening to This Shit Is Delicious with Walker Staples and Whitney Schuster.
Hi.
During which we take off our shirts and throw our bodies around the earth.
We have another lovely guest.
Which is glorious. Oh my God, two people. Sierra just walked
Hooray!
In. Hey, you know what this means, don't you?
Oh my God, I do.
You're going for a treat.
So we're going to take this down a little couple of minutes.
Ah, yes!
This is cursive.
You could be my twinkling star.
Welcome to This Shit is Delicious. You are listening to officially now a No Shirts Allowed zone.
Yep. 9 to 10 Wednesday nights, no shirts in the yurt. Not going to happen. We'll kick you out. Not really, but.
We have the lovely Phoenix and Sierra here. So that was.
Sierra!
Here. So, yeah, you just listened to Sierra by Cursive. And before that, we played.
That was Common Dreads and Solidarity. So this is a song that I believe you know off the Taking That Sunday Live album, but you may never have heard the original version to either, so I got this album, and the vocals are absolutely apeshit. So this is Everything Must Go by Phoenix. Sorry, unintentional. You probably didn't hear the last of that. This is Everything Must Go by Taking Back Sunday. I gotta hear Adam's voice.
We're stalling for time because the record players are still broken. Who would have thought it? But let's see here. Either of you know any good jokes? Hey, any of you out there know any good jokes?
Fuck jokes. Fuck the Yurt Signers. I'm ready.
Aw, they're nice people.
They are nice people, but I want the record player.
Everything must.
You caught the good bug when it's convenient, but you're not.
I think it's worth noting at this point that Adam Lazara is one of the few people on this earth who I would very much let suck my cock.
Oh, word. Fucking word.
And suck his. Either way, there's got to be some exchange of whatever the fuck that was.
I bent over, man.
And that was...
Well?
Yeah, so...
Anyway. Here's Daisy, my brand new.
Oh, fuck yeah!
And we sing this morning... that wonderful and grand old message. I don't know about you, but I never get tired of it. Number 99, Just As I Am.
I'm a mountain that has been moved. I'm a river that is all dried up. I'm an ocean nothing floats on. I'm a sky that nothing wants to fly in. I'm a sun that doesn't burn hot. I'm a moon that never shows its face. I'm a mouth that doesn't smile. I'm a word that no one ever wants to say.
Not yet.
Oh, man.
So, welcome back. This Shit Is Delicious.
Oh, yeah, that.
Broadcasting live from the Yurt on Hampshire campus on Yurt Radio. you're not listening to it, you should be.
Yeah.
If you missed the beginning of our show, we are the very first radio broadcast of the year, this year.
We're honored with that position.
My name is Walker Staples.
My name is Whitney Schuster.
And we are bringing you delicious music, regardless of what position it prefers.
Genre, or, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Regardless of what position it enjoys on Sex with Augusta.
Yeah.
I was about to say Roberta.
Roberta. Sex with Roberta. That's a much better program. I would listen to that, and I would not listen to that.
No, I would want to out of curiosity, but I wouldn't.
See, the problem is, she wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a card. Ba-doom.
Oh,
hilarious.
Our two guests just missed the best sex joke in the world. Oh, my God.
Phoenix liked it.
Yeah, obviously.
So, if you're sitting in your dorm room and you're listening to this, I invite you to throw open your door and race down your hallway and make your way to the yurt and come dance and sing and beat each other.
We're having a grand old time.
It's pretty good. I have some scratch marks on my back already.
So, next up, I'm going to play something for you, Walker, that it has been very difficult for me not to show you all summer because I've been waiting for this.
Oh.
This band is called Sights and Sounds, and I'm going to wait till after to describe my experiences with them. I just hope these speakers can live up to this shit. This song is called Sorrows. Thank you. We have another guest. My voice is going to be cracking through the rest of the night. Hey, what's your name?
Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Your first year? Pretty close,
yeah.
Awesome.
Cool shit. Let's see here. That's on a playlist. Go up to music. So yeah, that was Sorrows by Sights and Sounds. I might do another song by them tonight. But we like to spread it around as much as possible. Our jizz, that is. So, oh, fuck yeah.
Actually, I changed my mind.
He changed his mind. There's a lot there.
What's the one about being okay in a fucked up status?
Oh, fucking Convectuoso, dude.
Yeah, like Convectuoso.
Blast that shit. Down in Worship and Tribute. There's bullshit all the way down. There's bullshit surrounding that song. They wrote that song in this, like, random fucking jam session. It's one of those just instantaneous inspirations. And the fucking record label wouldn't let them put it on the label, or put it on the record, rather, because, I don't know, because they wanted to be assholes. So Glassjaw was pissed off about it. Years later, since they still had the rights to it, just to fucking cash in on some of their old shit, they released a bunch of unreleased tracks with Convectuoso on it. They wouldn't let them put it on fucking Worship and Tribute, but they just wanted it as a fucking cash cow.
If summer comes back, we're going to play this song again. But,
yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Phoenix, you'll like this too.
Confused why we put you here, or your automation for individuality. A notch on my belt is how you shall exist. A notch on my bedpost is how you shall exist. And no more, no less for the common good. That's you, American womanhood. That's you, American womanhood.
So there's that one. And,
we have another guest, hi there.
Yeah! This is a magical night.
This is really incredible.
What's your name, dude?
This is the most walk-ins we've ever had.
My name's Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Drew.
I'm Whitney.
Well,
this is Walker.
Hi.
And,
if you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious.
On Yurt Radio on the Hampshire campus.
Broadcasting live from the Yurt. Sweet.
Okay. That was me. That's nice. My favorite band. Glassjaw. Yeah, thank you.
That's all I had to say. Good stuff.
Thank awesome. You, brother. Good to see somebody else in here.
I picked that last one. Liar.
Oh, that's true. You picked it. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
I'm sorry. Walker gets cred for that shit.
Right. Well, that means it's Whitney's turn.
Is it? Oh, my God, it is. What the
I know,
fuck?
Right?
Okay. All right. Going to my grand opening list. Man.
Wow. You exceeded me. I was working on an intro.
Oh, man. I don't know what to go to now. I mean, we have quite a few choices.
Megan, Megan, I'm glad that you're listening to our show and I love you.
Oh, who's Megan?
Megan Hilliard.
Oh, really? Hi, yeah. Megan. I haven't talked to you or seen you in forever. Oh, hi, Megan. hold on. Okay. I've almost got it. See, I just have so many songs I want to play here, but I have to learn that we are going to be able to do this all year. What a lovely thing to be able to do again.
Okay. Yeah, guys, we do this every week. It's not going to be at this time every week, because Whitney is a worker.
Yeah, I am.
But, it's going to be good. Hurry up, Whitney.
That feels really good. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was being distracted by a lovely phoenix behind me. I'm going to play a bit of a classic. This is called Yeah Boy and Dollface by Pierce the Veil.
Oh, okay.
Were you honest when you said I could never leave your bed?
So that was the first song I ever heard our old singer Chris sing, and I absolutely fell in love with his voice. Anyway.
So.
Oh, you have to play some Deer Hunter.
Of course I do. So, what your radio show in general isn't complete without a song about a whore. This is the song I played the most.
Fuck yes.
I'm playing
Ode We Will Bury Ourselves. It's either that or this.
Yeah. The most. I think I've only done Ode like twice. I know I've done this. This is my filler song. Anyway, this is a song about a whore. It's called He Said He Had a Story. It's by the Deer Hunters. It's off of Act 3, The Life and Death. They're a great band. It's not the skinny white guys. It's the fat white guy.
Yeah.
Who are others.
The one fat white genius. He needed to be obese to hold all his genius.
And everybody else. So here's He Said He Had a Story by the Deer Hunter.
There was a silver circle sign, and she was standing at the door. We pressed our way right through the crowd. Our pace was quickened to her floor. There was a single fading light, and there was silk call on the wall. She had a lot of love to give. I was prepared to take it all. She had disrobed, and she was waiting on the floor. She asked me what it was I want. I thought that I wanted it all. I said, stand up and move your body to the bed. She quickly stood and slowly turned, and here's exactly what she said. Please be soft and sweet to me. This life has not been good, you see.
Alright, so you had the most songs by the Deer Hunter, and I had the most songs by Thrice, so I think I should close with Thrice. Don't worry, Bob, it's only 3 minutes. This song is called Deadbolt. It's off my favorite album in the world, The Illusion of Safety. This shit is delicious on Yurt Radio. Good night. Thank you for everyone who joined us tonight.
You're all really
Phoenix,
attractive.
Who was there for the whole time.
Yeah, especially Phoenix, who came down here, took her shirt off, and beat us up.
Well, I mean, he's part of another show, so Bob is exempt from the no-shirt policy. You should know if you decide to come here again, we don't wear shirts. Just not happening with our show. Sorry, brother. So this is Deadbolt.
As long as we have your consent for you to take off your shirt.
That's
because consent is sexy.
Within reason, consent is very sexy.
Well, one can have standing consent.
I mean, our no shirt policy is within reason. That's what I meant to say.
It's true.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Deadbolt. Good night.
Down now!